Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Seth, for leading worship. Throughout my life here, if I would have looked at Jesus more often, or some of the bad things, I'm sure could have been avoided. I'm not much of a writer, but there was a time about 5 years ago when I did write more, probably even, 6, 7 years ago. And it's always good. Just doing this reminded me again of how good it is to just sit down and even write, about your life or whatever. I'm not much of a journalist, but this kind of made me want to do it again more. I think this would be the first time I would have shared this off of like paper in front of a crowd of people. One of the things about being Amish, growing up Amish and stuff, you didn't have to, you knew you're not going to get in this position, but I actually... The more I do it, the more I actually enjoy it, and I appreciate the challenge. When John Homer asked me, of course, everything in me wanted to say no, but that's not how you overcome challenges. I was blessed to have a loving parents. My mom would have been born again when she was in her teenage years, I think, sometime around there. Dad, probably not till I was probably around 8 years old that he would have became born again. So I did have a lot of Christian influence in my life with them being born again. Now, of course, that doesn't solve everything. Dad was more liberal, so him and mom would have clashed a lot about traditional things. I grew up Amish, so that I could often feel a tension there with Dad being more like anything goes and not always abiding by the church rules and such, and mom not liking that. So mom would enforce the German language, which is pretty common, actually, I think, in the Amish. Dad actually struggled with German all his life. He probably still does today, reading it. But all in all, like I had a good upbringing. Dad was the type of guy, he enjoyed doing things, he enjoyed going places. And oftentimes he went without mom. If he wanted to go, he went without mom. That was one thing I did not appreciate as a young child. But then as I got older, of course, started hunting and stuff, and there was a lot of times when Dad would either not, he would say we're going to go hunting, and then, Friday night, he would be like, we're not going to go after all because he's too busy, or he couldn't find a driver, or whatever the case was. And I remember that was a hurt in my life, just some things like that. Yeah, just more letdowns than anything. Like in key moments of our lives, sometimes it was just a letdown that he couldn't follow through with it. And why I'm saying that is, I guess, it's now with having a family. I don't want to bash Dad for that. I think it actually made me realize what I want with my family and to take time for key moments. So I don't want to stand here and bash my dad. That's not what it's all about. It's just taking lessons from that. Then I started with a youth group when I was 16. I was real blessed to have a great group of friends to, as we would have usually said, run around together. when I was 16, I had started off, and there was a few guys that I would have been, we would have been together weekends, but it shifted to, I would say, an even, better group of guys in the first couple months. So, we really had a lot of fun together, good, clean fun. It was not very much spiritual teaching, but we did have a lot of good, clean fun together. And then, of course, when I was 18, it was looked at, especially by my mother, that I would join the Amish church. And it's always, that you're thinking of dating, and in the Amish culture, the youth group that we were in, you had to be a member of the Amish church before you could start dating. So I remember believing in God, but I wouldn't have had a personal relationship with Jesus at that point in my life. But I did become a member of the Amish church, and then when I was 19, with the same group of guys that I was with when I was 16, 17, we decided we're going to go on an elk hunt to Colorado. And so I had the opportunity to go along, and one night as I was training for it, running, I was jogging, it just came to me that we're going to be traveling many miles, and we're going to be out in the wilderness. And yeah, God just spoke to me that evening as I was running back. I think it was actually the evening before we left. We're going to leave the next afternoon. And as I was running, I just, God just spoke to me and said, are you ready if something would happen? Right there, I just ran into the field lane right there and spoke to God and gave my life to Christ at that moment. So I went home, told my parents, which of course Mom was very excited. They both were, but yeah, they were very excited about that. The next couple of years, I was just living. I was working and being with the youth group. Looking back, I'm not even sure what I did with my life. then a lot of my friends got married. My close friends got married. And I remember thinking, this is really kind of boring. But it wasn't real long. I don't really have times here, but it wasn't real long till Mel Esch, him and I hit it off together, which I'm very grateful for that time in my life. And we became close friends. And through that, we did a lot of things together. We did a lot of out-of-the-box things together. we went to Florida one year for a mission building trip down there. We went to Ohio the one time. Just kind of a lot of fun things that just I enjoyed very much. And then I did start golfing that year as well. through that, I got into alcohol, which it was more casual drinking than anything. So I left my life slide backwards a little bit there. And it was that one summer that it was probably every week that I would be, drink something. And still I knew I want to start dating, right? So I had Kate on my mind at that time too. My life was a lot funner over that time. Like, it had been boring, and now I was doing all kinds of fun things, but I definitely did let it slip there. So Dad found out about this, and of course he wasn't happy. He said, if you're living at my house, like, he doesn't want me to be into alcohol, which I wasn't really taking it off of him. So we had a conversation one night, and I remember I was going up to bed, and he approached me about it, and I kind of didn't want to talk about it. And so I was on duty that evening with EMS as well, and I got a call even before we were done talking. I had a call come in, and what the call was a lady that was, she overdosed on pills, but most times it, when they overdose on that specific pill, then there's going to be alcohol involved as well. So they usually take the pills and then a lot of alcohol. And so we get on scene, and this was, you have to remember, this was before Dad and I were even finished with our conversation about alcohol. So here's this couple that's arguing, and it was just chaos at the time when we arrived there. So we were kind of waiting on the cops, but still trying to de-escalate the situation. And there was no way she wanted to go to the hospital, but he wanted her to go, and she didn't want to go. And they were arguing back and forth for 45 minutes. And I remember standing there just watching. There wasn't much we could do at the time. And I looked over to my left, and there was on the kitchen counter, there was a Bible verse. And I can't recall. I wish I could. But there was a Bible verse on the kitchen counter. And I looked to my right, about where that clock would be. It says Bible verse here, and I looked over here on this wall, and there's a snake, looking like a picture of a snake. That was a liquor sign. And the snake, it just hit me, like, it's either this way or this way. Like, there's no two. It's either Jesus or the devil. And then just, I'm not sure if I was dating at the time or not. Okay, I wasn't dating at the time. I was thinking about asking Kate for sure, I know that. It just hit me, and the lady actually grabbed her ring off of her finger and threw her ring across the room. Like, it was just, everything was just chaos. And I'm like, it's either this life or this life. And that really hit me. Thank God I haven't gotten into alcohol since then. I went home and told Dad that, I'm sorry, and I want to stop doing that. So that was about a summer that lasted. Then Kate and I started dating soon after that. From when I got born again, it would have been some years till I started dating. Now I guess I'll get into the part of the story where our transition into from the Amish to here, like that part of our life. We started dating, had a great courtship together. We both wanted a hands-off courtship, which I'm very thankful we did. And yeah, we got married in 2018. And that summer, Kate's Uncle David took his life. Yeah, so. Sorry. Yeah, when I always get emotional at this point. Yeah, when I was out in Alaska, I shared some of this, and I thought I processed it. I guess I didn't. So yeah, that really, it was a half a year after we got married, and that really kind of put a damper on marriage. It was really hard. Nobody could... Yeah, reaching out to Kate was hard because anything I said, of course, wasn't the right thing. And it's just such a tough situation when there's suicide. And yeah, there again, I did not look to God. I there's times through my life when I just... force my way through it without looking to God, which is not the answer. Anyway, through that all, I started getting the porn, which is probably the darkest time of my life. And it probably went a year or so that I battled through that, and probably went a year or so before I told Kate. And so yeah, through all that, it's something I'm not proud of at all, and I feel like we had a hands-off courtship, and Satan just slammed me. Like, I didn't look to God for the answers, and so yeah, like looking back across this, even it was a good reminder to me, just from this situation here, to even with things coming up now in life, there's always going to be things coming up in life, but to look to God for those answers, because nothing else will satisfy. So yeah, that was very hurtful for Kate, of course. She was hurting, and then of course I turned around and hurt her. And it was just a time in our life where, and we're still processing through all that. But yeah, then we decided we're gonna step out of the Amish, and we actually started coming here about 3.5 years ago, which we're thankful for that, to be surrounded by Christian people. All the time, every Sunday is a blessing, and Yeah, even writing my story, like, it just makes me want to go deeper with Christ. I can go through life sometimes and just, you know, just the daily grind, right? And you kind of tend to maybe just get in a rhythm. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for everyone here that has put time and took an interest in us coming here. And we're now blessed with three children, three girls. And, yeah, just... it takes patience, it takes wisdom, and this is a little bit of my life story, but, you know, there's a whole life ahead of us yet, and I just want to strive to do better. For Jesus, live for Jesus. I know Thanksgiving, we were talking about it, how, sometimes more than ever, it feels like we don't have it figured out. And I could identify with that. Like, this is a little bit of my life, but it's right now. It's dying to myself today. It's dying to myself every day. And, I just want to thank you all for inviting us here 3 years ago and just the encouragement that you have been to us. So, yeah, I'm kind of spinning a little bit here, but I think that's what I have.